that is still continuing. Those set of minutes will be dealt with tomorrow after the conclusion of the main objective of the day tomorrow. As promised yesterday, though delivered late, we have a document before you titled, there's a spelling error there, draft observations of members on the possible review of section 25 of the Constitution. The long and short of it is that it basically captures what could be said to be observations from members, as well as recommendations. There are four parts to the document. The first part relates to observations in relation to public participation. The second part, observation in relation to the process. Then comes the part on the draft recommendations, which are structured in a manner that says there were points of convergence and points of difference. So, firstly, I want us to agree on the approach. Whether we go through the document page by page to check for spelling errors and all that, and then maybe request members to make additions or subtractions on the document. There will be areas where we agree. There will be areas where we disagree. But whether we agree or we disagree, we still remain the representatives of South Africans, united in our diversity, as captured in our coat of arms. United in our diversity. So, I'll get indulgence from you. My proposal would be, let's go through this document page by page, and then check on the spelling errors, whether there are omissions somewhere, and then we'll then bounce with members to check if they feel that their observations are well captured or not. Obviously, we will not have another volume of recommendations. What we have here is a summary. We cannot have another volume, 20 pager for a 25 pager. So, I now open up to members to page one.
Thanks, Chair. In terms of number three, I think that the section that is in reference there is section 25. Where it says that the law of general application hasn't been received in section 25, not 26. Because there is no law that is envisaged of general application in section 36. It is instead in section 25 of the Constitution. So I think that correction should be effected in terms of
section
26 is the limitation clause. Yes.
The limitation clause.
So that there's a typing error there.
Yeah. I think we are agreed, Chairperson. Any other take up page 1? Okay. Page 2?
Chair, I would think that in number 11, we should say that during the public hearings, there were views that supported that the amendment of the constitution should result in traditional leadership gaining custodianship of the land. But we must not generalize to say that all traditional leaders gave that perspective, because there were different views. There were traditional leaders who are supported the expropriation of that composition, that those that were opposed, that those who supported but say that the land was given to them. So we must not make it a statement of fact that all traditional leaders made that. So let us just say views were expressed the view that traditional leadership, custodianship should be considered. So we must not make that generalization. It's too broad.
Right. Is that a fair analysis, members? Any dissenting view? Thank you so much. Any other thing, page 2? Okay, first, page 3.
Some members observe a degree of intimidation. Some members. So the next sentence must say that according to these members, there were racial attacks and threats and all of those things, because that is not a common view. It's not the common view. So let us give it to them. Like the ones who are going to court, let's give it to them that it's their own observations, and then when we go to counter them, we should say that it is not a committee common view that the process is had threats and all of these things. Of course, their opinions must be expressed here, but it was not a common view that there were threats in the hearings that they had. If anything, it was the threats of AfriForum and the rest.
No, let's not go there, Dr. Floyd. What were you suggesting?
No, it's just to note that there are people who think that they were such.
Yeah.
It is not a statement of fact.
On that point of racial attacks.
Yeah, because we can say that according to these members,
okay.
Yeah,
thank you very much.
Racial attacks and threats against speakers happened and all of those things. It is not a statement of fact. If you leave it like that, it might be a limitation in the court process which you are going to defeat people on.
Honorable Smith, and then Honorable Melder, and then Honorable Mwai.
Thanks, Chair. On page 3, in a similar vein, bullet point 4 says political parties use the land hearing. Now, this will become a document of Parliament and a document of this committee. I don't think we can leave it unqualified. If people feel that there were parties that spread misinformation, either they must note those parties or say some parties. But to say political parties and we leave it unchallenged, it's almost a consent from our side that we all did, because some of us did it, yes. So I disagree with that bullet point number 3.
And what do you suggest to know to me? Some. Are you colleagues saying must read some political parties use the land hearings to spread misleading information?
I even when you say some political parties, that's a very serious allegation, Chair. Unless I can substantiate it and say party A or party B, you know, to say some political parties out there, the media is going to speculate who those political parties are. And they will have all the right to speculate who the parties are. So even the word some political parties used here, certainly I can tell you, Chair, where I chair, there was no deliberate misleading of the public from political parties. And I'll say that, Chair, because where we were operating, we never allowed members of parliament and political parties to come in. We allowed the public to come in. Where we were operating, certainly in the inland, there was no political party that said, I'm standing up as the ANC and I'm making this or the DA. So I don't know that
you have made your point, but now what I want to know is how do we go forward regarding this issue?
Delete chain. That is a proposal. That thing, that statement is highly objectionable. It doesn't, it's not a statement of fact in terms of what it states this. I think that number three, on page three, must fall altogether. It's not a statement of fact that can be made by the committee.
Sorry, General Mugabe, what was, I thought your head was up. No, I was thinking, are there any takers on this particular issue?
This is a reflection of an observation that was made. That is what it is, and observations in relation to the process. So that is capturing an observation that was made by a party or by a person in reflecting and observing on the process. So I don't see, maybe there's more specific as to what, but that reflects, if we start deleting things, then one can go through every paragraph and say, well, does this actually reflect an observation or not. As I understand that the document is a reflection of observations in relation to process. It doesn't capture everything, but it does capture some. So why would we delete a person that made that observation? That's an observation. You could say a member observed that certain political parties use that. And that is, as I understand, it's not a statement of fact. It is capturing what members observed.
Not one on the very issue we are on.
Yeah, Chair, but I still have something on number two, just above the
let's deal with this one first.
Yeah, no, but number three also, Chair, I strongly believe that it must be corrected. Because in this form, really, it is misleading if you say political parties use it. Because I never campaigned anyone to use hearing, so we are from the party. And number two, it renders our work invalid if we'd be given a duty to conduct public hearings and teenage parties we can be. Literally so, it means that we never did what we mandated to do. I think it must be corrected, it's misleading, the way it is now.
There are two issues here. It must be corrected, it must be deleted. Must remain.
Honourable Chairperson, I'm not sure how we're going to handle this. I don't think that this draft observations should be handled in the manner that we want to handle them now. Because there are things that are said here which are members' observations. And I don't think that I should argue somebody's observation to such an extent that I suggest that they should be put on the report. I'll make a typical example now, because I'm not sure whether this number three captures what was in my presentation yesterday. And if that is the case, this is not what is in my presentation, because I said something which has somehow to do with this. And I said some political parties actually interfered in the process in a manner that could have compromised the process. And if members want me to be explicit on that, I can say that. And I think I must say this. So maybe in a team that was led by Andrew Smith, they had to say such thing happened, because on the last public hearing that we had here in the Western Cape, even myself, I was so much impressed to see how Honorable Smith actually handled the meeting. was very decisive, and that was one of the biggest which have gone out of order. And in the ones that I attend B, there were so many instances where we were even trying to assist the chairperson. And the
can you assist us in this particular issue without maybe trying to assess the performance of any
member? Thank you, Chair. I'm sorry if you understand me to try to assess. But what I'm trying to say is that I cannot comment on the things that happened in the team that wasn't part of. That's what I'm trying to say.
No, so?
No, thank you very much, Honorable Chairperson. On page, I think it's on page 3, on the observations in relation to the process, if I'm not mistaken. Number 3, I'm actually aligning myself on the proposal that we must actually scrape it out completely, and then we move forward on that. Thanks.
And Chair, the other thing that we can do, if there are those who want to put this in the document, we can put it in the section that speaks to points of difference.
Okay.
Not as a process issue. So we must then highlight that it's point of difference. We'll delete it tomorrow when we then finalize the report.
I think that's a fair point. But also to say, qualify it and say some political parties, not to say political parties only. Okay. Thank you for that assistance. We are on page 3.
Yeah. Yes.
So, I have recognized Honorable Babama on that particular point. Honorable Babama.
I was just going to stress the fact that really disingenuous of this committee to delete things that were observed by people. Because each and every one of us are members of this committee, and if you observe something, it's got to be there.
I'm saying, but you are covered.
I don't agree with taking it there, but if the consensus is there, then that's fine, because this is a process matter.
And can I say, we got an apology that you were lost. I was so disturbed because I met you along the way. I said that. I'm so sorry. Honorable Mwabi.
Thank you, Chair. You'll call me in order if I am out of order. On number 2. I do not know whether that sentence has been corrected that says some members observed a degree of intimidation that occurred during public hearings. Because as it stands, Chairperson, it's not correct. It might have been some incidents, but if you say during the process, it will be like people are being beaten throughout for 2 months.
And what do you suggest to say some members was observed some incidents of intimidation? Okay? I think that's fair. Honorable Mwabi, you want to say something?
No, I just said that you are changing it to some members observed incidents of intimidation. Is that what you are going to do? It's exactly the same thing. It's exactly the same meaning. It's just semantics.
Yeah, you know me, because I'm not English. When you add another word, I think it's different. All right.
Because it's semantics, let us add incidents. So that the semantics are clear.
Yes, we are saying this. Yes. Okay, fine.
I also want to add to page 2, racial attacks and threats against speakers and members. I was threatened, so was Ms. Carter. So we can say racial attacks and threats against members and against speakers and members. Speakers and members. So if we are adjusting it, then...
Yes, you are
no, right. No, thank you very much, Honorable Chair. I want to raise a point of order. were busy dealing with the observations which the committee observed as a committee. So in relation to the process, so if there's any attack or racial incident that happened to an individual member of the committee, I would actually propose that such a member must actually do the right thing by submitting a substantive motion or an affidavit to that particular effect. Because if we are going to take an approach where any of us will feel I was also attacked this and that, we're going to end up having a lot of affidavits or substantive motions in that regard. So I'm proposing, let's stick to the script, let's deal with the general observations of the committee and then move forward like that, Chair.
That issue of identifying the incidents?
Yes.
Okay.
There are many incidences that happened. Like, for example, I was also intimidated.
Yeah.
And if there's...
I cannot stop, you have made your point.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
I shall move.
We are done on page 3. Page 4.
Chair, I think that observation we made on page 1 appears in page 4, number 3, 7.1, number 3. It uses section 36 instead of 25.
The section 36,
yeah. And the section 36 is not what we're dealing with. We were dealing with section 25, which we're going to amend before the end of the 5th Democratic Parliament.
Fair enough. Anything on page 4? Any other? Honourable Smith?
Chair, I don't know if you need 7.2, 1 and 2. 1 says the Constitution must be made explicit. 2 says the Constitution in its current form is not an impediment. Are you saying we should be discussing those matters now? Because we can't have both of them.
There are points of difference.
Yeah. So I'm saying, how do we deal with that now? Do we go one by one, or how do we deal with it? If you took point one...
But there are points of difference.
But we need to find...
We deep on those.
Okay.
Yeah. There are those who say the section 55 in its current form is an impediment to land reform. What? It's not an impediment. And there are those who say the Constitution must be explicit. So that's a point of difference. Honorable Shibam?
I think a right, Chair, that in 7.2 we're just giving a list of divergent point of view, which inevitably will be contradictory. So we're not yet resolving the contradictions. We're just listing that these are the views that come from different streams and everything. So just throwing into the basket all the views that have come into these things. I understood you to be saying that tomorrow it's when we're going to see this is the final version of what the committee resolves. If it means we vote as a committee, we vote on it. And then those that disagree, like those who just came from outside from the White Caucus, they vote against
Honorable Shibambu, don't go there. Don't go there, they were not in a caucus. I know where they were. Page 5. I don't know about that. No, we are discussing page 5, and there is no caucus on page 5. Honorable Floyd?
Chair, I would think that part of the areas of difference that must be highlighted today will be that issue that came recurrently about the state being custodian of all South Africa's land. It's a point of difference. It's a point of difference, so we must put it there. It's not the... So in terms of...
Honorable Milden, can you make my work easier by not engaging with members. If you have an issue, just raise your hand and then I'll recognize you.
I'd love to do so, Chairperson, but we've got a stream of comments coming from the radio.
No, just stomach it. You must have shock absorbers. You must be like me. Honourable Smith?
Chair, just to deal with the last issue, Comrade Floyd, is that point that you're raising not covered in point number 4 on page 5? Because it there says there were two views. One view that said the state must be custodian, and the other view that said there was a mixed. So is it not covered? Is your point not covered in 4? In page 5.4, I thought it was covered there. Thanks, Chair.
Point number 4 on page 5.
Yes, it covers the issues raised by you.
Okay. Thank you very much. Any other thing on page 5? Thank you, very good. Now, can I check, members, are there those who feel very strong that what they presented as their observations are not captured?
Could you please repeat that,
Chairperson? I only want those, Honorable Mugwele, your points are not covered. Okay.
Chairperson, I couldn't hear what you were saying. There was some noise from behind. Could you just repeat what you said?
Oh, so sorry. I was saying, Honourable Melder, I would like to check if there are those members who feel very strong that what they captured as their observations or recommendations are not reflected in the paper just presented.
Chairperson, obviously, with all due respect, this is a compilation of things that were copied and pasted from the different parties' points of view. So some of the points of view from some parties were included and some were not included. But that's how this was drafted, so that's just a factual observation.
And with your party in exactly, are you covered?
No, Chairperson, we made 15 recommendations. I would like to see all of them, but they are not here. But that's not, I think, all important.
No, you can't have it all, unfortunately.
I allow myself with the comments of the Honourable Mulder. There are views that are not in the support that we would like to have seen there, but it is what it is. It's not our report.
So it means you are covered. Any other takers? Honourable Smith?
Whilst I sympathize with the chair, with what the two members are saying, I think that because we're now in committee mode, they should be able to say to us, these are the views that we feel strongly about. Because what we are going to do tomorrow is to then take what we have today and use it as a basis of a recommendation. I see what is happening now as a deliberate attempt so that when we get to the recommendation, it is already challenged. I'm saying if they feel strongly, why are they not able to say, this is what our views are? Because this document is anyway a working document that we have been improving as we go along, Chair. So maybe you should impose on them to improve it.
Why do you sympathize with me, Honorable Smith? I also sympathize with you. It's in their right. If they don't want to contribute, then let it be. Honorable Josie.
No, thanks, Chairperson. We also have submitted a lot of views that did not make the final cut. And unfortunately, that's a standard truth for many, if not all, people. Because it is decent to concede that you don't have to be completely covered. So we don't have the superiority complex of thinking everything we say must be captured. We understand that not everything can be captured, but the need and the representation of what happened is captured. Thank you.
Honorable Floyd?
Chair, and just to emphasize also that if the Freedom Front Plus says that they've got 15 issues that they raised and they must be here, we're not doing cut and paste of each and every political party submission. We want to have a very big document. We did that yesterday. We allowed all political parties to express in full their submissions. Today we're trying to condense the issues into a clearer perspective. We can't revolve around the same issues time and again. So if they want their political parties' views to be included, we'll give them their submission of yesterday to say, yeah. They can read it from their own document. This one we're now trying to summarize so that there is clarity of what we want to present in Parliament.
Thank you very much. I take it, members, that there is no other member who would like to make a contribution. We are having this document as our base document tomorrow, which will ultimately lead us into having resolutions regarding the question put before the committee. And if that is the case, we have concluded our business today. The meeting is
sorry, Chair. Sorry, okay. Chair, may I just give my apologies for tomorrow morning? My alternate, Reverend Meshwe, or my alternate member, Ms. Carter, will be in a position. Okay, thank you, Chair, just for the record.
Thank you very much. The meeting is adjourned.